In today's episode, we'll delve into the alarming cybersecurity issues highlighted by recent events at Gala Games, where a significant hack exploited smart contract vulnerabilities, leading to the unauthorized minting of Gala tokens worth $200 million and a major shakeup in the blockchain gaming community. Recent events at Gala Games highlight critical security issues, culminating in a significant hack that led to the unauthorized minting of Gala tokens worth $200 million. The breach, suspected to be an insider attack, took advantage of vulnerabilities in the company's smart contract system. The CEO of Gala Games disclosed that the company suffered a $23 million exploit due to internal control issues. During this period, attackers minted and sold 5 billion Gala tokens, causing potential losses of up to $200 million. This breach caused the value of the Gala token to drop by 15%, indicating lost community confidence. Nonetheless, Gala Games managed to recover $23 million, and the attacker voluntarily returned an additional $22 million. To mitigate the impact of this security lapse, Gala Games plans a token buyback program as part of their recovery efforts. The CEO also acknowledged the unauthorized sale of $600 million Gala tokens, again citing compromised internal controls. This incident underscores the need for strong security measures and internal governance in blockchain gaming, prompting Gala Games to take decisive steps to strengthen its defenses. Here are several important security updates from GitHub. GitHub Enterprise Server recently fixed a critical vulnerability that allowed unauthorized access without pre-authentication. Patches to address this are available in the latest software versions. An additional critical issue, an authentication bypass flaw, was patched, and GitHub rewarded up to $30,000 in bug bounties for its discovery. Users are strongly advised to upgrade immediately. In related news, cybercriminals are exploiting GitHub and FileZilla to distribute malware disguised as legitimate software. This emphasizes the need for increased vigilance and cybersecurity measures. There's also a critical denial of service vulnerability in Dfinity IC stable structures. Upgrading to the newest version is highly recommended, even though there are no known exploits yet. Another important update: GitHub has patched a SAML authentication bypass vulnerability, improving the overall security of the enterprise server. Lastly, a Synactive article discusses the risks of hijacking GitHub runners, which could compromise organizational security. This highlights the importance of being aware of and mitigating sophisticated threats. Ensure you upgrade your GitHub Enterprise server to the latest versions to protect against these vulnerabilities. Next up in WordPress news, we've got some critical security alerts to share with you. A critical authentication vulnerability has been discovered in the Oxygen Builder plugin, posing a significant risk. Users are advised to update immediately. Another major issue has been identified in the IceGram Email Subscribers plugin. This vulnerability allows unauthorized access, which necessitates a prompt update. The WordPress Xstore theme is facing a SQL injection vulnerability. This flaw can allow attackers to interfere with database queries, making it essential to update to a secure version. The Elementor Header and Footer Builder plugin has a cross-site scripting XSS vulnerability, potentially enabling attackers to inject malicious scripts. Users should upgrade to mitigate this risk. The SurveyMaker plugin has a critical XSS vulnerability via its Setting Handler component. An upgrade is highly recommended. LayerSlider plugin is also vulnerable to cross-site scripting via its shortcode LS search form. Users are urged to update promptly. The ProfilePress plugin is susceptible to cross-site scripting XSS. Updating to a more secure version is advised. The WPVipergB plugin has been identified with a cross-site request forgery vulnerability. Users should update immediately. SEOPress plugin is also vulnerable to cross-site scripting. A prompt update is necessary to enhance security. The Uber Menu plugin includes a cross-site scripting vulnerability via the shortcode handler component. Updating is strongly recommended. Lastly, a critical vulnerability is present in the HashThemes HashForm plugin, allowing unauthorized actions. Users should update to the latest version. Given the severity of these vulnerabilities, it's strongly recommended that users update their plugins and themes to the latest versions to mitigate potential risks. Stay safe and keep your WordPress sites secure. In recent Google news, several important updates and developments were announced. Google has openly criticized Microsoft's cybersecurity practices, highlighting security concerns and past breaches. This critique aligns with Google's efforts to attract more customers by showcasing its own cybersecurity initiatives and updates. Looking ahead, Google is enhancing account security with the introduction of passkeys, offering a more secure and user-friendly alternative to traditional passwords. Weekly updates are focusing on wireless security and new devices designed for offensive on-site activities, emphasizing the importance of staying informed to maintain robust security protocols. Google Chrome has addressed several vulnerabilities following the discovery of 3 zero-day exploits. This emergency update underscores the significance of timely patching and constant vigilance in cybersecurity. Google continues to highlight what it sees as Microsoft's cybersecurity failures to emphasize its own security strengths and attract security-conscious users. Google has also introduced a feature that lets users check which devices are signed into their Google account without alerting others, enhancing account monitoring and security. Understanding and mitigating the risk of lateral movement remain crucial as attackers evolve their strategies. Staying current with the latest defensive measures is imperative. A recent Chromium security advisory acknowledged an active exploit, leading to an emergency update to tackle the 8th actively exploited zero-day vulnerability in Chrome this year. A new technique bypassing strict input validations using remove prefix and suffix patterns has been introduced, essential knowledge for developers and security professionals. Google Ads has been exploited in a malicious campaign targeting Windows users through Trojanized installers distributed via the Arc browser launch, highlighting the ongoing threat of malvertising. Lastly, the persistent threat of email as a major entry point for cyber attacks serves as a reminder of the critical need to secure email communications. Stay tuned for more updates on these and other stories as they develop. Microsoft News Roundup: Security Enhancements and Vulnerabilities. Starting in July, Microsoft Azure will enforce mandatory multi-factor authentication to enhance platform security and prevent unauthorized access. At the same time, Microsoft has addressed over 60 vulnerabilities in their latest Patch Tuesday update. Other companies like Chrome, D-Link, and VMware have also released patches for various security flaws. Additionally, a critical cross-site scripting vulnerability has been discovered in WordPress and the Microsoft Office 365 login plugin, which can be exploited through the shortcode Pintra component. On the enterprise security front, new features have been introduced in Windows 11 to provide enhanced security for users and organizations. However, concerns have been raised about the new recall feature in Windows, which could potentially weaken the system's overall security. Cyber threats and exploits. A major issue has surfaced with MS Exchange server flaws being exploited by threat actors in Africa and the Middle East, deploying keylogger malware in targeted attacks. In the US, retailers have been targeted by the Morocco-based cyber gang Storm539, which has been creating fraudulent gift cards. Microsoft has detailed the sophisticated tactics used by this group. Furthermore, ransomware threats continue to evolve with a new variant known as ShrinkLocker, which uses BitLocker to encrypt files, steal keys, and extort payments from Microsoft users. There is also a notable remote code execution vulnerability in Microsoft's EQE32.exe module. Technological advancements and investments. For Kubernetes users, the new AppViewX Cube Plus streamlines certificate lifecycle management in Azure Kubernetes Service, enhancing application deployment and infrastructure management. In venture capital news, Bolster, the creator of the Checkfish phishing tracker, has raised $14 million in a funding round led by Microsoft's M12. The company is using AI to tackle malicious email links effectively. Identity protection and malware issues. Microsoft emphasizes the importance of identity protection, offering 7 steps for a seamless setup in Azure Identity Protection to combat the increasing frequency of identity attacks. On a related note, Windows Defender has been detecting the PUA Win32 GameHack malware, but has struggled with effective removal, leading some users to turn to alternative scanners for assistance. Events and product launches. The Microsoft Build 2024 event saw the launch of several new security features in Windows 11 and the introduction of the Copilot Plus PC, aimed at providing enhanced out-of-the-box security for users and organizations. Stay tuned for more updates on these stories and other developments in the tech world. In recent Israel news, multiple incidents have highlighted the nation's ongoing security challenges. Sirens have sounded 78 times across Israel in the past day, signaling persistent threats and raising concerns for residents. Reports also indicate sirens in northern Israel, underscoring widespread security alerts. An Israeli city recently concealed a cyber attack believed to be part of a broader campaign targeting local authorities, with over 100 such attacks reported since October 7th. Controversy is brewing over the government's decision to permit tunnel construction by Palestinians, allegedly facilitating weapons smuggling into Gaza and posing significant security risks. It's argued that Israel's security relies not just on its defense budget, but also on diplomatic efforts, particularly with Saudi Arabia. A minister emphasized that instilling fear is more critical for national security than seeking to be beloved. Adding to these challenges, Israeli security forces face accusations of tipping off far-right activists to attack aid trucks destined for Gaza, intensifying scrutiny on Israel's actions against Palestinians and Hamas, and increasing calls for the establishment of a Palestinian state as a strategic move for enduring security. There are also concerns about the possible transfer of digital weaponry from Russia to Iran, potentially increasing cyber attacks against Israeli targets. In summary, a minister reiterated the need for Israel to prioritize security before strengthening ties with Saudi Arabia to ensure robust regional safety and friendship. Stay tuned for more updates as the situation evolves. Recently, a series of cybersecurity updates have been causing significant concern among researchers. First, QNAP, a major network-attached storage vendor, has been criticized for its slow response in releasing security patches. This delay leaves many users exposed to potential attacks. In a notable cyber attack, attackers have been disabling endpoint protections by exploiting drivers from well-known software providers Avast and IOBIT. This method not only disables critical defenses, but also installs cryptocurrency mining software, turning compromised systems into unwilling mining operations. These attacks are exceptionally difficult to detect and counteract due to their sophistication and use of legitimate software. On the geopolitical front, Chinese hackers, believed to be linked to the government, have compromised military and government entities in the South China Sea region over the past 5 years. This long-term cyber espionage effort highlights the persistent and evolving nature of state-sponsored hacking. A critical security vulnerability was found in the popular Llama CPP Python package, which could lead to arbitrary code execution if exploited. This poses a significant risk to users relying on this package for various applications. Additionally, a supply chain attack affecting courtroom recording software was uncovered. This backdoor breach, suspected to be deliberately inserted during production, has been secured, illustrating the vulnerabilities present in software supply chains. Finally, researchers discovered a critical security flaw in Replicate AI, exposing customers' models and data. This vulnerability could have severe implications for businesses and individuals using the service to develop and deploy machine learning models. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to monitor these evolving cybersecurity landscapes. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to catch our next cybersecurity episode coming up next week.